stood up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known to you, and hearken to my words. He said, these are not joking as they suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in the last days. Is it rapture or today? Is it rapture or today? Hallelujah. Why? Because we are in his day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in the last days. Saith God. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'll pour out of my spirit. We explain that some conventions back. Out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Notable day of the Lord. That is the resurrection he's talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's talking about in the last days. Last days. Eschaton. Hallelujah. For the fulfillment. Hallelujah. Eschaton. Now let's take a few things we said earlier on in this teaching. So we said, Peter standing up, that timid guy. Hallelujah. That timid guy, Peter. Now when Jesus was first crucified, they all ran into hiding. They went into hiding. Hallelujah. Now this same Peter stood up with boldness. So when men said they were drunk, he said, no, we are not drunk. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet. He was explaining Acts 2 from verse 1. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he said they were in one accord in one place. Hallelujah. One accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. But they were in one accord in one place. Hallelujah. So Peter began to explain that experience. He said, these are experiences that were spoken of the prophet that they also had. Now, right? But it is now being fulfilled in Christ. Hallelujah. 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 So Peter will go back to the scripture. He wasn't explaining from his head. He was reading from Genesis down to Malachi, just like Jesus. Jesus will read Genesis down to Malachi. So I told you, what was Jesus' Bible? Genesis down to Malachi, right? Amen. Jesus read Genesis to Malachi. So those of you who are saying Genesis to Malachi, not here. You can't say that here. Hallelujah. God, we went up. But we hear people say, Moses is gone. Gone to where? So that's Old Testament. I told you my own dilemma. I got born again in the late 90s. And very late 90s. Amen. I've given you the date here. Now, I got born again. And the first thing I was told was, no, don't read Genesis to Malachi. Read New Testament. So, I got a Gideon's Bible. I didn't buy it with my money. It was for free. Amen. So I was given a Gideon's Bible. Amen. Blue cover. Gideon. Matthew to Revelation, Psalms and Proverbs. So I was told not to read Psalms and Proverbs. So I just stayed with Matthew to Revelation. So I now discovered that one day I went to church with my Gideon's Bible, pocket Bible. And the person that told me, do not read Genesis to Malachi, right? Read the New Testament. Was the same person that now told me that what I was carrying is reason. That, show me the word. And I brought out my Bible with pride. Bible I collected for free. But they stamped it in the front for free. Amen. I collected it and I was told that was reason. That Genesis to Revelation is sword. I was confused. Because you just told me not to read it. So I didn't bother looking for it. And now you're telling me I'm carrying a razor. I cannot tear down a tree. And with the razor, I cannot tear down a tree. But the sword is going to cut down a tree. I don't only want to tear down trees. I want to bring down mountains. And I'm carrying a razor. So as a young child, I was confused. I thought, so why am I carrying it? Well, hallelujah. Amen. But today, I know better. Hallelujah. I know better that Genesis to Revelation is not called Old Testament. Hallelujah. It's called Scripture. It's called what? Scripture. Hallelujah. I know better. I know better. Holy God. I know better not to say things like Moses is gone. Gone to where? Jesus said in John 5:39, he said, you search the scriptures, Genesis down to Malachi, because there was no Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Jesus was alive, so there can't be Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now Jesus said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are they that testify of me, but you come to me that you might have life. If you testify me now, say, do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. There's one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. Say, if you believe Moses, you will believe me, what he wrote of me. Say, but if you cannot believe Moses' word, how would you believe my word? Did you see that? So, Jesus, as God, will read from Moses. We'll read from Genesis. God! Some of you that like gist. Some people like gist. But Jesus will have just come and said, oh, let me give you gist. I resurrected, right? It's me. But no. He said, let me show you from Scripture. How about that? Let me show you from Scripture. Jesus opened Scriptures to teach them about him. Hallelujah. In Luke 24, verse 44, he said, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Luke 24, 44. That all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophet, and in the Psalms concerning me. So Jesus is teaching them here, and he goes down to Moses. Law of Moses refers to Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I told you that earlier on, right? Law of Moses is not Moses, is not legalism. I also have shown you that when he had 10 commandments, 10 commandments is not legalism. Amen. It's not legalism. So law of Moses is not legalism. Law of Moses is from the word law there, is from the Greek word nomos, from the Hebrew word Torah, used for a doctrine. So when he had law of Moses, he's referring to the doctrine of Moses. The doctrine of Moses. Hallelujah. The doctrine of Moses. Hallelujah. So, and that will be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So Jesus was teaching them. How many days did he teach them? Acts of Apostles chapter 1, quickly. I said that in the earlier section, but I didn't show you that. Acts 1, verses 2 into 3. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, said, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them how many days? 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So Jesus taught them 40 days. Hope you are with me. How many days? 40 days teaching. He taught them 40 days. So in that teaching, he now told them in Luke 24, verse 39, about something. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, till you be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. He started with teaching them. So when he says, when he got there, and then when he says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, they have seen it all through scriptures, right? It's part of teaching. So when you use the word tarie, that word tarie is not just to go and sit down and wait. They knew what it means to tarry. God, he has shown them from scripture. Hallelujah. Say, so tarry in the city of Jerusalem. So he told them what to do, to go and tarry. Amen. That is, this remaining 7 days, this is what is going to happen. So go and expect it. Hallelujah. Go and get prepared for it. Go and tarry means go and get prepared for it. Hallelujah. In Acts of Apostles chapter 1. I'm going to look at that word tarry shortly. Acts of Apostles. Okay, that's what we're going to be looking at from now. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 first. Verses 5. Look at what he said. He says, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Not many days hence. And they began to ask him again, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? What kind of question? These guys are not. Should we conquer them? Jesus was teaching, they were drawing Mickey Mouse. And then, will you restore again? Jesus now said, no, it's not for you. Say, but it's amen. But you know the times and seasons which the Lord has put in his own possession, say you will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Jesus went back to context. You shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. Say you will receive power. So then it will happen not many days. And when that happens, you will receive power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall be witnesses unto me. You will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost. You will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Well, while you are waiting for this to happen, he said, go and get prepared. This will happen in a few days' time. Right? That was what he told them. And earlier on, we saw how many days, right? 7 days. Right? 7 days. Right? We also saw that we don't need to wait 50 days again, right? Because Jesus was fulfilling something. That was why they had to wait. So he was fulfilling something. Now it has been fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Amen. But there's something vital in what Jesus told them. He said, tarry ye. Go and get prepared. Glory to God. So that means when God is and I'm getting somewhere. So how did they tarry? How did they tarry? It's a very vital question you mustn't lose sight of. They didn't tarry by drinking. Some people are overcome with drinking. Believers. They didn't tarry by marrying. Glory to God. Amen. They didn't tarry by parrying. Or parry hard. They didn't tarry like that. They didn't tarry by jesting. They didn't tarry by mixing themselves with wrong associations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God was about to do something and Jesus told the people to tarry. He told the people to tarry. God is about to do something and the people know what to do by tarrying. Go and get prepared. Go and get prepared. And I told you about the Spirit of God in events leading into conversion. I told you that for us as a church, 2025 is a year of supernatural rain. As a church, hallelujah. For us, it's a year of supernatural rain. Supernatural rain everywhere, all around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the month of January, that's what I'll be teaching us on. All through January. Hallelujah. Supernatural rain in our lives. Hallelujah. In our lives, in our ministries. Glory to God. In our natural affairs, we are experiencing supernatural rains everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody told them to go tarry. Go get prepared. Now, what were they doing? In that same chapter 1, verse 14. Watch it. Verse 14. Now, he mentioned their names in 13. He now says in verse 13, all this continued in one accord. Plain snooker? Is that what you have there? Playing PS? Playing FIFA? Playing Mortal Kombat? Watching Arsenal?
No, sir.
Watching Man U?
No, sir.
Amen. Walking alone?
Yes, sir.
You want to walk alone? You want to walk alone? Walking alone? Aha! Let me hit some people hard. Watching Barcelona? Never. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. They weren't doing all that. Okay, they were in one accord looking at WhatsApp, Telegram, TikTok, Dancing Vivian. Amen. Amen. Were they doing all that? They were on Snapchat. What again? Watching Korean movies. Watching Korean movies. Okay. watching Netflix. Like Peter called Thomas, come and watch Netflix. Come and watch Prime movie. No? Amen. What else again? Huh? Yes, they were tapping. They weren't doing that. Hallelujah. Some people spend their night tapping. Some people, their hands are like this. They are tapping, looking for money. And at the end, they got 5,000. And you tapped your life. Amen. Amen. What were they doing? They continued in one accord in prayer. In prayer. Hallelujah. In prayer. Not this thing. Don't just say, okay, it's going to be in 7 days time. Not just this. Let's talk about something. Then I invited Bovi. Now I'm laughing. Woo! Ha! Ha! Hoo! Ha! Ha! That's not what they were doing. Hallelujah. They were praying. They were praying. Hallelujah. They were praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were praying. And then in chapter 2, he said they were all in one accord in one place. The same syntax, the same word for in verse 14 of chapter 1, in one accord. So that means in chapter 2, verse 1, when they had that move, they were praying. They prayed in tarry. Hallelujah. Prayed. Hallelujah. They prayed. Prayed. Prayer. Prayer. They prayed. They gave heed to praying. They gave their all praying. Praying for days though. They were praying for days. Praying for days. See, I say this and I'm saying it again. If God wants to do something, He causes men to pray. He sets men on course to pray. I heard that from my pastor, from Pastor Shego Noinka. Amen. He will cause men to pray. If God wants to do something, He will cause men to pray. Jesus came to die. Right? He came to die for our sins. He came to redeem us. Hallelujah. He came to save us. Hallelujah. But while He was in the earth, He wasn't walking about. I'm God, Joe. Fashy. No, that was not what He was doing. I would say He was praying. Jesus was a man of prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Twice as much as He thought He prayed. He prayed all night. He was to go and choose His disciples. He prayed all night. He had times where He would move away from where people are into a solitary place to pray. Hallelujah. He was given to prayer. Now Jesus is God. He came to do the Father's will in the earth. Hallelujah. He's God. He came to do the Father's will in the earth. And yet He was given to prayer. God Himself shows us how to respond to His work in the earth. How to respond to His moves in the earth. God shows us how to carry out His own task in the earth. And Jesus was praying. Praying. He was about to go die. The Bible says He was about to go to the cross. In Luke 22, the Bible says He was praying. And the drop of the sweat from His body was as a drop of blood. He prayed so. Someone said, it's an exaggeration. There was no exaggeration, Kong. He prayed and His blood was his sweat was as thick. You know when you are praying? Those are experiences in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. He was going to the cross. Now, going to the cross, is He part of the Father's will? Yes. He was going there. You remember, how was He praying? He said, Lord, not my will. Some people thought He would just say, Lord, not my will, let Your will be done. Lord, not my will, let Your will be done. For 3 hours. That was it. He prayed 3 hours. Hope you know. The first time He went and then came back and told His people, can't you watch with me even for 1 hour? So it's estimated that He prayed at least one hour, the 3 times He came to them. Just at least watch and pray with me for 1 hour. Amen. Amen. So, you are sleeping. And look at what he told them the third time. He said, sleep on. Sleep on. May that not be our own portion. When you ought to be praying, you are sleeping. When you ought to be praying and standing in the gap, you are sleeping. Till the time be past. That not be our portion. But they were praying, but they were sleeping. Amen. They were sleeping. But Jesus prayed. He was going to the cross to do the Father's will, and he was praying. You cannot carry out God's task in the earth without praying. You can't. Sorry. You will tire out. You will tire out. The reason I say this, and I say it always, the reason why people tire out in the work of ministry is as a result of prayer failure. I've spoken to people who have tired out of the work of ministry, who have stopped the work of ministry. I've spoken to more than 50 in conversation. And I'll ask them, let's be sincere. You stop praying for a while. That's why you got tired. Amen. And I told you guys on Sunday, I said, if Satan can take that prayer, your prayer life, if Satan takes away your prayer life, he has taken it all. Amen. He has taken all. Well, if Satan can't touch your prayer life, he can't touch you. Fashy. Anything he's doing is just jamboree. You get back. But once it begins to affect your prayer life, watch it. Watch the friends that don't make you pray. Watch the set of things that take away your prayer time. That's your prayer. That is when they are showing that lovely movie. Oh boy. That means this movie is of the devil. Say, you can't be that spirit Coco. Oh boy. I am spirit Coco. You say, no, you are too spirit Coco. You know, they use it to make you feel bad. Well, you can't make me feel bad. You tell me I'm spirit Coco, I'll tell you I cannot cook. Bible says I'm in the spirit. I'm in the spirit. Yeah, spirit Coco, thank you. That's who I am. You are cannot cook. Rubbish. Don't let anybody make you feel bad. I always say this every convention. Never allow anybody to make you feel bad that your spirit Coco. What do you want me to be? Can I Coco like you? Rubbish. Let's talk about important things. Hallelujah. So pray. If Satan can touch your prayer life, your prayer life begins to drop. You know you are the only person that will know that you're no longer praying. Your next brother does not know. You might be keeping up with the Joneses for the time you can keep up with it. If you are not praying, it will show. Amen. So Jesus shows us how to carry the Father's task by praying. He will go out to pray. He carried his disciples to go pray. He taught them to pray first. By Luke 17, the Bible says he gave them a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That means if I don't pray, I will faint. Faint there is not to lose heart. You will tire out. Luke 17:1. Men ought always to pray and not to lose heart. Men ought always to pray and not to tire out. Amen. And not to burn out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The believer doesn't have any seed. See, let me tell you the truth. Right? If you find any believer that is burning out, he's not burning out because of what he or she is not doing. He's burning out because of what he or she is doing. I'm not paying attention to what he or she is supposed to be doing. When you find a believer burning out as a result of a prayer failure, prayer failure is very strong. Amen. Let me put it at that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now when Paul in 1 Thessalonians, remember I told you we're coming back there this evening. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, quench not the spirit, right? Now, how would you quench the spirit? Look at what he was saying from verse 16. He said, rejoice forevermore. I mean, when I don't rejoice, I'm quenching the spirit. He said, pray without ceasing. Is that? So when I don't pray, I'm quenching the spirit. Some people think they pray only because there's a problem. We're coming to undo that. Amen. Was Jesus praying because there was a problem? Was he praying that he shouldn't go, that he should not die? Oh God, stop them from killing me. No. He knew that was God's will. So he was praying out God's will. You see that? What was he doing? Was praying out God's will. So in praying, we pray out God's will. We pray out God's will. Some people have turned prayer to where you ask for things. Have turned prayer to where you try to fight or kill Satan. How? The first essence of prayer is communication, when you pray out God's will. When God is doing something or about to do something, it sets men to pray. Now, in Acts of Apostles, now they were waiting for Pentecost, right? To have the Spirit within upon. And what did they do? Have the Spirit within upon and have encounters and experiences. What did they do? They were praying. They were doing what? Praying. See a man who is fulfilling God's will. Check out his prayer life. His prayer life, watch it, starts from how he or she prays publicly with believers to his personal prayer. Both of them are together. Now, public prayer means you are praying together as with believers. Public is not, I'm going out and I'm praying, mama. No, I'm talking about praying together. So when there's time for us to pray as a church, we can find you there. If we cannot find you together praying as a church, you can't tell me you are praying alone. It doesn't match up. Because the essence, why we know you are praying, you have a prayer life, because we can see you praying with believers. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. We can see it in your life when you come to pray with believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, praying. Acts 2, where we are. Look at Acts 3. But by Acts 3, the Bible says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. So they had hour of prayer where they would go together and pray. Did you see that? They were going to pray. So they had times of prayer. They had what? Times of prayer together. They had times of prayer together. By Acts 4, they warned them not to preach again in the name of Jesus. Did you see that? They threatened them. If we catch you, say Jesus in this street. They didn't stop. They didn't say, okay, we're going to stop it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They didn't say, oh, we're going to stop it. No. They didn't do that. What did they do? In verses 29, the Bible said they went to their company. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verses 23. Being let go, they went up to their company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And what did they do? They prayed. Hallelujah. They prayed. Into verses 31. They prayed. They all prayed. You see that? Hallelujah. In ministry. In the work of ministry. How you deal with trying times is praying. It's not by using gimmick. It's not by, let's send out some tweets. That's gimmick. It's not by let you use Facebook to rearrange some things. No. It's praying. Hallelujah. When we're getting prepared for convention, we prayed. It's not by gimmicks. Praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer. It can be lost on you. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be lost on you. That praying is how you fulfill God's purpose in your life. Prayer keeps you on course. Keeps you on course. Because if you are not praying, you will burn out. You will burn out. You will tire out. Hallelujah. In Acts 6, you find it again. Peter, in verses 4, he said, we'll give ourselves continually. So the ministry of the word and prayer is that we give ourselves continually. So prayer is not what you do small. Prayer is what you do always. Always. I forgot something. In Acts 2, before we go to Acts 3, Acts 2:42, the 3,000 guys that God saved, the Bible says they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. And in prayer. So that means they offer their praise. So prayer is not for a group of people in church called prayer warriors. Say, let me go and give my prayer request to prayer warriors. Ooh, let them pray for me. Hey, Ole. What should I call you again? Amen. Oh, you got big ole. Amen. I'm going to give my prayer request to prayer warriors. Oh. Some people pay money for people to pray for them. Did they? No. Did they put cement inside your mouth? You carry money to God. Please pray for me. Be praying for me. Believer. You know, say he's going to monastery. Now he will put my name in monastery. You, did they put stone inside your mouth? No, I just pay. You know, somebody say, I just sow a seed. Now they will be praying for me. Come, let me knock your brain. Not your head, it's your brain I will knock. I will shift it for you. What's the meaning of that? There's problem. Imagine it. I will come and give somebody money. Say, please, go and be praying to God for me. After what? PA to God. Say, no, they are prayer warriors. So you are what? Okay, you are prayer secretary. you are what? Brothers and sisters, we are all prayer warriors. Because that's where we war.
Yes, sir.
We war in the place of prayer. All of us! It's not for few people. Amen? Amen? You know, I knew this thing years back. They asked me, I went to school one day. I said, which department can you work in? Be a prayer. I said, I don't want to be president. I'm a pastor. I said, okay, where do I? I said, put me in prayer department. Amen. Prayer? Leave me there. Prayer department. No, I started bringing everybody for prayer meetings. I said, no, prayer is supposed to be, sir, you have to choose people you work with. I said, no, everybody is praying. Because I was bringing the whole Christian Association of Business Students in school, of bringing them together to pray. I said, no, it's just a few people. You know, those who want to join the department. I said, no, everybody is a prayer warrior. I should be praying for everybody. Come and pray. Amen. It's not only everybody was praying. President, there were people that they call mama. mama in church. It's mama. And I do for you. Amen. Mama in the Lord. Your work is just to be cooking rice. I'm bringing cooler to Pastor Wisdom. Mama. Pastor Wisdom, I wonder why you are receiving them today. Amen. Let's go ahead. Pray! Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Acts 9. You see, it can't be lost on you. In Acts 9, the moment Saul was converted, what was Saul doing? Praying. You see it everywhere. They were always praying. Always praying. Hallelujah. By Acts 10, Peter was on the top of the house where he wanted to pray. He went to pray. And then he saw a vision. Hallelujah. They had times of prayer. By Acts 12, they caught Peter. The Bible says the church was praying for Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By Acts 13, they were gathered together and they were praying. And when they were praying, the Lord now said, separate unto me Barnabas and Paul. I mean Barnabas and Saul for the task wherewith I have sent them. I've called them. Did you see that? They were praying. Hallelujah. So it cannot be lost on you that you will see, you cannot fulfill God's task in the earth without praying. You cannot fulfill it without praying. You want to stay on course for the earth. Hallelujah. You pray. And when the Lord gives you a word, when the Lord gives you a word, it's to the end that you pray. When you see this is what God is about to do in our church, what should we do? We'll pray. This is what God is about to do in my life. What should we do? He causes you to pray. Prayer is how you bring it to pass. It's how you walk in it. A man who prays does not miss God. Amen. Amen. You can't miss God. You are praying. A man who prays. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, you will now see in the epistles, prayer is not an instruction to us. Prayer is not an instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians. Quickly. We ought to pray. We're going to pray tonight as we close. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Verse 18. It says praying always.
Praying sometimes. Praying only when there's a problem. Praying to kill your enemies.
Praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So it's a praying in the Spirit. So how do you pray in the Spirit? Paul says, if I speak in tongues, say my spirit prays. My spirit prays. But my understanding is unfruitful. So praying in the Spirit is to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Praying in the Spirit is praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Praying in the Spirit. In Colossians. Colossians, are you there? Chapter 4, verse 2. He says, continue in prayer, and watching the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer. Pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. Continue in prayer. Now, when he says pray without ceasing, mean in season or out of season. Whether things are good or not too good. Hallelujah. Whether things are good or not too good, I'm praying. Hallelujah. I'm praying. Glory to God. What am I praying for? The will of God be done. Hallelujah. My pastor asked one time, say, why do we pray? Since we say we pray to see God's will come to pass. So that means if I see someone who is not born again, it means I need to pray. Hallelujah. Right? Right? If I see someone smoking in their hand, I see someone doing prostitution, and they are not saved. Mine is not to start criticizing. Mine is to know I need to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to pray. God's will must be done in all the earth. Hallelujah. So when God wants to do something, when you see what God is doing in the earth, He makes you to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are in the season of harvest. Fresh fire. Renewal. Harvest. Hallelujah. So what will the Lord? What is the Lord doing? He's causing you to pray. He's causing you to pray. You pray for yourself. In the coming days and coming years, I'll be found in God's will. I'll be found in God's task. I will never tire out. Never tire out. Hallelujah. I say this always. Someone asks me, why? You've been in ministry this long. What is the secret? You know, some people who ask that question, I always think there are people who are looking for cheap way out. Someone asked me that question in 2014. Say, why can't you remain? We were just 9 years in ministry then. So the guy asked, how can you remain relevant in the base? A young guy my age with in the base. How can you remain relevant preaching the word even with all the storms and everything? What I say, well, I keep doing the same thing. Fast, pray, study, and evangelize. But I keep praying. Say, just that. I say, yes, that's what I do. Satan cannot stop me from praying. I told you, even if you've done something wrong, I said it on Sunday, right? Is this God? Okay. Even if you have done something wrong in the natural, even if I'm telling you the truth, even if you've done something wrong, no matter how grievous, we've done something wrong. As long as you don't stop praying, you will come out of it. Hope you're hearing me. It's not a license for you to go and start doing wrong things, though. You know, some people used to hear from the back of their head. They say, hey, right on, pastor. You go and do wrong thing because I'll just keep praying. That's it. Some people are looking for answers. They'll give you to solve math. You go to the back of the textbook to get answer. You now walk from the answer. You see. You walk back from the answer. Say, hey, pastor. I'm telling you, even if God done something wrong, right? You know, as a believer, you don't do something wrong and enjoy doing wrong things. You repent. But as long as it doesn't take away your prayer life, as long as you don't stop praying, right? You will come out of it. Don't worry. Amen. Don't start doing WhatsApp posts. Some people, how I know that they are backsliding is on their WhatsApp posts. So, you know, post some funny things. Or go and pray. You are not praying. You are writing prayer.
is the key to unlocking the realms of the supernatural into the third and seventh dimension. Oh God, you are not praying Shinbai. You don't have a prayer life. Shinbai. We will carry it to GPL. After 20 minutes, you are sleeping. Be standing and sleeping. We take it to GPL. 20 minutes, you are looking for earphone. What? Why you need earphone? I want to listen to what a wonderful name it is. I don't want to sleep. Amen. Just GPL. Pray. Amen. We are praying. Why you Allah? Why you Allah? Amen. You ought to be praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to be praying. We are praying. I say we are praying. No. Are you praying? People are praying. You are saying we are praying, no? We are praying in the name of Jesus. No, you are praying in Allah's name. No, it's Allah you are praying in. I don't understand. We are praying in the name of Jesus. We are praying in the name. Ah. We don't need you to announce it. Pray. Amen. This year's DPL, we will catch you doing that. Oh God, pray. Amen. Pray. We are praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So prayer is how I align myself with what God is doing around me. Prayer is how I align myself. Prayer doesn't make God do it. Prayer is how I align myself with God's will. How I align myself. Hallelujah. And tonight we are getting our prayer ministry back. Tonight we are getting our prayer fire back. In this place. If your prayer life has been going down, tonight you are picking it up. Hallelujah. Tonight we are picking it up. Glory to God. We are picking it up tonight. We are picking it up tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's be on our feet. We're picking it up tonight.